Well, CAL FIRE announced yesterday another arson arrest in Amador County. The incident started back on September 13th when a CAL FIRE law enforcement officer, in cooperation with IOM PD and the CHP, arrested a suspect for arson on Highway 104 south of IOM. According to reports, earlier in the afternoon on the 13th, fire and law enforcement resources were dispatched to the call of a woman running southbound away from a grass fire along Highway 104. An IOM police officer was able to detain Candace McDermott for alleged possession of stolen property and drug paraphernalia. The suspect was later taken into custody by CAL FIRE. She was booked into the Amador County Jail on suspicion of arson and other related charges. Now, from the first of the year, CAL FIRE has made over 103 arson arrests. If you suspect some suspicious fire activity, call the arson tip line at 1-800-468-4408.
Well, U.S. Forest Service officials stressing despite 76% containment, the Caldor fire remains a very active fire. The fight not yet over. Recent dry and windy weather has increased fire activity in some areas along the fire perimeter. Currently, roughly 65 miles of uncontained fire line. Crews have been working in the Convict Meadow, Lake Margaret, and Caples drainage areas to construct handline near the fires. And the fire's edge, steep rocky terrain has made progress slow as teams work to clear vegetation between natural barriers. In an effort to reduce the potential for fire spread, a strategic firing operation has been planned. The Caldor fire burned over 313 square miles of ground. Not all vegetation within the area burned during the initial fire. There are islands within the fire footprint of heavy fuels, such as tree stumps and downed logs, which continue to smolder and burn. As dry and windy conditions continue, there is the potential for interior fire activity to release an ember that can travel up to a mile from its source. If an ember travels far enough and lands in a receptive fuel bed outside of containment lines, there's the probability for a spot fire to ignite.
And Caltrans will begin work next week to replace a ditch and install a drainage culvert near the junction of Highway 124 and Highway 104 Main Street in Ione. This project will extend the service life of the drainage system and ensure not only safety and reliability, but the integrity of the roadway. Construction is scheduled to begin Monday and continue through mid-October. Crews will work Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5:30. One-way traffic control will be employed and flaggers will escort pedestrians around the construction zone. Motorists should expect 5 to 10-minute delays. Take alternate routes whenever possible. The estimated cost of the project, $206,000. As with all projects of this nature, work is scheduled to change due to traffic incidents, weather availability of equipment and/or materials, and other related issues. And remember, for the safety of workers and other motorists, slow for the cone zone.
Well, new cases of COVID-19 reported on a daily basis here in Amador County. Public health reminds us anyone exhibiting symptoms, even fully vaccinated, should isolate and be tested. No-cost COVID-19 testing continues to be available Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, 7 to 7. Please register for testing at the LHI.care website or call 888-634-1123. OptumServe will accommodate walk-ins on a limited basis if space is available. Masks are required at the testing site, which is located at the rear entrance of the Health and Human Service Building on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge. The COVID vaccine also continues to be very effective at preventing serious illness and death. A COVID vaccine pop-up clinic will be held today, 10 to 2 at Payless and Pioneer, and on Tuesday from 9 to noon at Rombauer Vineyards in Plymouth. Pfizer, Moderna, and single-dose Johnson & Johnson available at all sites. No appointment necessary. Now, public health does offer vaccines by appointment and to homebound individuals. Appointments may be scheduled by calling 223-6407.
And you can give the gift of life on Monday from 10:30 to 5:30, Veterans Community Blood Drive at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. Sponsored by the VFW 8254, Disabled American Veterans 188, and American Legion 108. Now, there will be a waiting area outside. Donors must wear a mask. Please bring a photo ID. Eat well and drink plenty of water prior to donating. If you have any questions, call 304-8770.
And this year, the Foothill Conservancy annual dinner will honor the dynamic husband and wife duo and Conservancy founding members and community leaders, Dr. Bob Hartman and Mel Welsh, RN. The event will begin at 4 p.m. Saturday, October 9th at Terre Rouge and Easton Wines in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley. Hartman and Welsh have lived in Pine Grove since 1988. In more than three decades of community service, they've been outstanding advocates for the health of local residents, our communities, and our environment. At the same time, they've provided top-quality health care for countless individuals and improved the scope and quality of local health services. Now retired, both continue to demonstrate how to live a life of service with integrity, compassion, and humor. And I laughed at retired because all the work they continue to do. The dinner will feature delicious meat and vegetarian offerings, live music from Wicked Sisters, a fabulous raffle, and live and silent auctions with special prizes. Tickets only $70 for adults, $10 for children, 12 and under. Available online at foothillconservancy.org. And from the Conservancy's Jackson office. For more info, contact the Foothill Conservancy office at 223-3508.
And today, Argonaut High School celebrates 100 years of football at Ione High School. Now, you may remember in the early 80s, Ione and Jackson High Schools merged together to form Argonaut High School. Well, this is the 100th anniversary year of football at Ione and also at Jackson High School. Tonight, the Mustangs will honor Ione, and on October 8th, they'll honor Jackson. Tonight, the varsity players will wear Ione throwback jerseys, red with white lettering, with the name of the high school, Ione, and Mustangs on the back. And if you wear an authentic Ione High School jersey or letterman's jacket or sweater, you'll get into the game free. That's tonight. Argonaut hosting Mendota High School, the celebration of Ione High School, and on October 8th, it's the celebration of Jackson Tiger football. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.